Hello and welcome to the morning news. Today's topic is the storming of the Bastille. At this moment, we know that the people behind this raid had acted this way because of the large amount of mercenary forces being brought into the country by King Louis XVI to break up the riots that have occurred. These mercenary forces began to scare more and more peasants with each city they were put into. Eventually, the peasants began to feel very unsafe and just thought that they had to get weapons to defend themselves from the large armies. We also know that the inflation of taxes and prices of bread played a large factor in the raid because people began to realize that if they didn't do something, soon they would starve or lose their jobs or homes because of this fear of death. It encouraged them more to act and storm the Bastille. They all also believed that there was nothing to lose. We interviewed one of the peasants that attacked the Bastille, and this is what they said. I was scared of all the armed troops fighting the mobs because people were getting killed. Everyone wanted to get weapons to defend ourselves, but I told them attacking that prison could start a war and would make things worse. And not to mention, it was impossible to attack that building. But I was ignored, and we attacked it the next day. It was terrifying, and many people, innocent people, died. After I was happy, something was done, but sad at how many people had to die for change. The king and queen are very mad at this act of revolution and believe this needs to stop, but they are not willing to lower the taxes for the peasants and believe they should continue on with their old lives. We had the pleasure to speak with King Louis XVI, and this is what he said.
Once I heard of what happened at the Bastille, I was furious that my people betrayed me and that even my guards did not fight to the death to defend it. I knew that for everyone's safety, I had to send the mercenaries away because if I didn't, the riots would just only get worse.
Before the riot started, the Estates General was called to discuss the problem with France being in debt, but the Third Estate was in disagreement with the other two higher estates, the clergy and the aristocrats. The Third Estate was angry because they had one vote but twice as many members. Fed up with this bad system, they broke free from the Estates General after being locked out by the king, and then went to the royal tennis courts. There they made a new government called the National Assembly. They first made an oath to not stop meeting until France was free from their monarchy. When the peasants realized the National Assembly could improve their terrible, harsh lives, they instantly took a chance by participating in large mobs to fight against the king.
Before we finish with this topic, we end with one last interview. This interview is with one of the guards from the Bastille.
I was terrified once I saw the huge mob approaching and I knew I might not survive this. I was shocked when they got near, though. They gave me a chance to join them for a change or fight them. I chose to join them, though, because I always hated the monarchy. I only followed the king's orders as a prison guard because I was able to feed and protect my family. Once I joined the mob, many other guards did the same. But there were a few guards who were loyal to the king, and they called us traitors. But I didn't care. I just wanted to survive. I just wanted change. And most of all, I just wanted to protect and feed my family. And that is all for the morning news today. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. to hear more about this topic and others. Thank you.